It's Friday. The Combine is really getting underway here in Indianapolis, so we found the guy who knows everything about the Combine. He has all the storylines from Fox Sports and from the NFL Network, here covering this from the NFL Network and from Titans preseason television. This is Charles Davis. Great to see you.
Great to see you guys. It's wonderful to be here. I'm excited about this one.
All right. Storylines to begin. Who are we watching running? Who are we watching throwing? As you guys have been preparing at NFL Network, what are you talking about?
We're going to watch Lamar Jackson run and throw from Louisville. I think it's going to be a show because we're used to quarterbacks we think that are fast, and typically they run into 4.6s. He's a threat to break 4.5. In fact, I'm going to predict he breaks 4.5. So I can't wait to see that. That's a new dynamic. And, of course, everyone wants to talk about how he throws the football. Is he accurate enough? He'll come in here and he'll spin it. He's got plenty of arm, so I can't wait to see how he's received. Saquon Barkley, he is the gold standard. He's the one we'll all compare everyone else to. He may be the only running back that goes in the first round, but there is a running back renaissance going on because once you hit second round on, there'll be running backs in every round that I think that can be difference makers.
There's a lot of depth at a lot of different positions in this upcoming draft class. Which position has you the most excited?
Well, I already mentioned the running backs. They've got me stoked. I've been talking about them for years. The offensive linemen are better than what we talked about last year. So I can't wait to see how the tackles play themselves out with McGlinchey out there and Connor Williams out there. You know, who emerges and becomes that person? We also have offensive line with a little bit of nasty in them, which we're not getting as much out of college football because of the spread and positioning guys as opposed to running them over. But Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame, the offensive guard, he's about as nasty as it gets out there. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Who is the best player overall in this draft? You might have already said their name.
Saquon Barkley, for me, he's the best overall player. I had a top NFL personnel guy say to me last night, the young tackle out of the University of Washington, Vita Vaia. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You're doing great. 340-something pounds.
Yes. He thinks he might be the best player in this draft. So it tells you that there's a little bit
a
D-tackle. And let's watch him run the 40. Because if he breaks 5 flat at nearly 340 pounds, that's like watching John Ross last year running the 4.22. That's what it's going to feel like. This place will come apart. And he's actually a threat to do that.
I'm glad we're talking about the defense because I am looking for a big, tough, fast edge rusher. Who stands out to you that can give me that?
Bradley Chubb, North Carolina State. Unfortunately, where you're sitting in the draft, I don't think he'll be there. I mean, he could very easily go as high as 2.
He could easily be here.
Yeah, right. I mean, he really could, right? Indianapolis at 3. The Giants, we keep talking about Saquon Barkley at 2. They might very well opt for him, all right? Last time they had the number 2 pick, who did the Giants take? A guy named Lawrence Taylor. Pretty good edge rusher.
He was all right. Yeah.
He worked out okay, so who knows how that'll work. But as you work your way down, Marcus Davenport, University of Texas, San Antonio, Sam Hubbard, Ohio State. See, I think in your range, is Sam Hubbard a guy that you would like? I think Harold Landry from Boston College fits into that aspect as being a strong edge rusher. I think what's interesting is I don't think that there are a ton of them this year. So there's going to be a premium on going to get those guys. We know that go get the quarterback. Other guys will be projections because you could look at a Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech with his size and say, you know something, my back could turn him into a pass rusher. But I don't know they did a lot of that at Virginia Tech. And I'd be leery about saying, well, he's going to be my double-digit guy because he does everything else so well too.
Give me your thumbnail on Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen.
He's a monster. I think that between you, me, and try and put ourselves together and composite, we still don't equal the stature of Josh Allen. This is a big young man. Throws it through the proverbial car wash and the ball's going to come out dry. He's that guy with a monster arm. Challenge is marrying his footwork with his throwing because his percentage accuracy is not terrific. You can make excuses, receivers were this, offensive linemen were that. But there are times when you see throws get away from him. But if he gets that married up, he's got everything else you're looking for. Plus, he's a tremendous young man. He's the type of kid that people like to rally around. And I'm at the stage now where I don't ding kids if they don't play in the bowl game. Okay, we've hit that new stage now. Let's just deal with it. But he also had a bad shoulder late in the season, sidelined for some games, came back and played in their bowl game. So he's a little bit out of the norm. I think he'll get points for that.